You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we have Jody Robinson in the studio, and she's the archivist at the Eastern Townships Resource Center. So welcome, Jody.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And tell us a little bit about the Eastern Townships Resource Center.
Well, the ETRC, as it's more commonly known, is, first of all, there are two parts to it. One is the Archives Department, and we're dedicated to preserving the history of the English-speaking communities of the Eastern Townships. And so we preserve all sorts of historical documents, letters, papers, photographs, but as well, we also have quite a few resources for genealogy, people doing family history. And then the other part of the ETRC does things like helps with internships at Bishop's University, organizing that sort of thing. As well, it organizes conferences, sometimes historical in nature, but also could be on different topics that have to do with Quebec and the Eastern Townships, and it publishes an academic peer-reviewed journal, which is multidisciplinary. So you could have, it's called JETS, the Journal of Eastern Township Studies, and it could have papers on topics such as from sociology, history, psychology, geography, a whole gamut of things.
Okay, so they basically do a lot of different things.
Yes.
Okay, now you have an exciting project coming up this summer, and this is for the public, I guess, in general, and it's drop-in family history workshops.
Yes, so this is the first that we're really excited to be offering this service throughout the summer. So every Friday from 2 until 4 p.m., we'll be doing, it's a drop-in family history workshop. So people, especially geared towards beginners, those who haven't done a whole lot of research on their family history, and if they have roots in the townships, that's important because we don't have a great deal of sources for outside of researching right. outside of the townships. But if you have roots in those townships, particularly Protestant, Anglophone, just to give them an idea of what kind of sources are out there, where you can look to find information to trace your family history, find out more about your relatives. And so it's each week it will be different depending on who comes in.
Okay.
If they, what questions they need, what types of sources or what roadblocks they might have encountered. And so I'll just sit down and talk with them and see how I can help and give tips, as well as let people know what's available online for free as well, because there's a lot of great resources that are online that people can consult, and then what we have in the old library as well for genealogical resources.
Sounds really great, and it's definitely informal, as you were saying.
Yes.
No registration required. So that is Friday starts in July. When in July?
It started last week.
Okay, so it's already started.
Yeah, so it's already started. So it started the very first Friday in July, and so it's every Friday through the end of September, with the exception of August 1st and August 8th.
Okay, because I guess you're closed.
I'm on vacation.
Okay, right. So it's 2 to 4 p.m. Yeah. every Friday in the old library, and that's located in the McGreer Building at Bishop's University campus. So how far back can people go?
We have, for the most part, the documented sources go as far back as the early 1800s. European and American settlers started to arrive in the townships in the in the 1790s.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't, for the most part, there's not very much record before the very beginning of the 1800s. And so one of the most common sources are church records for births, marriages,
okay.
and deaths. And I think the very earliest for that is right about 1806, I think, 1804. And it varies depending on the different parts of the townships, too, because some places were settled later than others. And those sorts of records are the very earliest we have.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also land grant records for the Crown lands, which are quite early as well, starting in about 1799, 1800. And then after that, you get quite a bit later, a lot of the other things that are available, such as directories and things like that.
Okay, so it's not just genealogy, too. You can actually go back and maybe see who owned your house and things like that?
Well, we don't have, I guess, we have for the land grants, which is, that would be the first person, we have an index for that,
okay.
as well as all of the records on microfilm. But that would be for the first owner of a particular lot or lots of land in the townships. Any transactions after that, you have to either go through the notarial records, which are kept, you can do that through the Bibliothèque Archives Nationales du Québec here in Sherbrooke, their center here on Frontenac Street. And or there's also, you can go through the land registry offices as well as another avenue to research land transactions. So it's really just the first people who own the land that we have. But then after that, we do also have some maps from the 1860s that indicate who was situated or owned specific lots through the townships. And also in the archives, sometimes if we have material relating to a certain family, we'll have land transactions in that as well.
Okay, sounds really fascinating. So there's no registrations. It's open to the public, a workshop every Friday, and you don't necessarily have to have any information before on genealogy, anything like that?
No, it's really, it's as I said, it's geared towards beginners who, I mean, if you can come with at least your grandparents' names so we can get started. for those who are really just making the first step in researching their family history. So you don't need very much, and come with what you do have, and if it's only a little bit, that's fine, and we can work from that.
Okay, so it's definitely personalized, too.
Yes, as I said, it's quite informal.
Yeah, that's really neat. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Joni?
I that they're free, and other than that, I think that's about it.
Okay, free is always good. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
There will be a free drop-in family history workshop by the Eastern Townships Resource Center. It's held from July to the end of September from 2 to 4 p.m. in the old library located in the McGreer Building on Bishop's University's campus. Please note there will be no session on August 1st to 8th. No registration is required. For more information, contact Jody Robinson at 819-822-9000. Extension 2261 or email etrc2@ubishops.ca.